Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Someone just sent a text into the show. Carrington, why are you so down on the Royals? Aren't you supposed to be positive? I'm simply here just giving you guys the facts. I haven't said anything inaccurate about the Royals. Every team in Major League Baseball has scored more runs than they have this season. The 4th of July is next week. Every team has scored more than they have. The Royals haven't won a game in the month of June. The Savannah Bananas have more wins this month at Kauffman Stadium than the Royals do. They've lost 15 of their last 18 games, and they've scored 34 runs during that stretch. This is the worst kind of team to cheer for. You don't go out to the K expecting an exciting 9-7 game. Sure, maybe the home team doesn't win, but they hit a couple of home runs. They steal some bases. It's a little bit fun. It got you on the edge of your seat. That's not what happens. If the opposing team hits a 2-run home run in the first inning, you feel like you might as well start gassing up the car because it's time to go. I've sat out there way too many times watching this team this season to tell you guys anything different. We've been hoping and wishing and praying that the offense is going to turn things around. Based on what? That was one thing to have that opinion whenever it was one thing to have that opinion when we were waiting on Jack Caglione to get here. It was one thing to have that opinion then. Hey, they got this guy down in the minor leagues. He's going to come here. He's going to get here. He's going to change the offense. I was all with you on the sell and the optimism. We've seen him. He's hit 200. I mean, look at their 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't have any confidence in them today scoring a whole lot of runs again. We just kind of find ourselves on this hamster wheel when it comes to the Royals, and currently they send multiple games under 500. They have a losing record at home. Someone else on the text line 913-586-7965, CDOT, it makes more sense just to not talk about them rather than do this all day. They're a professional baseball team, and this is sports talk radio. There ain't much else to talk about. Chiefs ain't doing nothing. Missouri's not doing nothing. K-State ain't doing nothing. It's not my fault the Royals aren't winning. It's our job to talk about them. That's what they pay me to do. Tell them to get better. So no, avoiding the Royals is not the solution. Telling the team that is trying to get $500 million from the state and try to maneuver city funds to help pay for a stadium, the way that they're playing will be discussed on this show. It ain't good enough. It ain't good enough for me. It ain't good enough for you. It's embarrassing. They're not a good product. They're not a product worth going out to watch. They don't win when you go. And worse than that, they don't score when you go out there. They routinely get beat 2-1, 3-1 at the crib. Yesterday was a very, very winnable game. They just don't score enough runs to realistically give you a chance, and it's been that way since the end of March. Rob, I did notice something yesterday while I was out at the game. This is a positive. I did notice yesterday as I was at the game. I'm walking around and I look up and they start doing the kiss cam. You know one thing that does bring everybody together? Maybe you think I'm hard on the Royals, and that's fine. I can live with that. But I did notice one thing that brings everybody together. Whenever they show old people on the kiss cam, there's two things that get everybody unified at Kauffman Stadium. The hot dog derby. You might not even be somebody who eats hot dogs, but everybody gets excited for the hot dog derby. It's just fun to watch the people run around in the nice suits, you know? Just fun to watch. Mustard's having a terrible year, by the way. Mustard has 8 wins at home. Embarrassing year for Mustard. A down year for Mustard. But trust me, Mustard will be back next season. The hot dog derby gets everybody fired up. The other thing that gets people fired up, I don't know why it gets us every single time. I mean, we fall for the same bit every time, and it always warms my spirit. You know, Rob, they'll show like a varying degrees of people. They'll show like the young couple that look like they could be there on their first date. They show the middle-aged couple. They show a lot of other people. You know what gets people fired up every single time? When they show that couple in their 70s and 80s and they're out there just enjoying the night. Yesterday, that was the most exciting part of the game. The most exciting part in the game is when they show the two old people on the kiss cam. Always gets two thumbs up. Always a fan favorite whenever they do that at the game.
I mean, it's like at this point with the Royals, and I get some of the text lines like, you know, they're not worth talking about. They are only three games under 500. Like, we have to talk about them. But, man, at this point, when you go to the game at Kauffman, the in-game production is the highlight. The hot dog derby, despite the fact Mustard's getting just walloped, is always an enjoyable experience. The little hat shuffle is an enjoyable experience. You have the MC guy. He brings joy to the stadium. They do a pretty good job with the music. I really enjoyed the kiss cam. You're right. When they show that elderly couple and the people behind them have to tap on the shoulder and say, look, 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 it's you, and they eventually kiss, it always gets a nice, polite round of applause. Those things are still great at the K. The Royals on the field, they don't score, and it just feels like in the third inning it's over, and you get to enjoy all the production and in-game elements. But the old people kissing is, it's a unifying experience.
It just gets you every single time. It really does. It gets you every time. I'm always cheering for them. Someone else says, everyone does love the older ones. No, you're right. I'm telling you. And the thing is with the kiss cam, you know it's coming up every time. It doesn't, like, catch you off guard. It's not some of the time they have the old people. It's part of the stadium experience. You know, when they do like the honor of folds, when they have, you know, a veteran and you know, everybody stands up and applauds him for his service and thanks him. When they do the Buck O'Neill legacy seat and you get to thank this person for their community involvement. That's part of the stadium experience now. When they show the two old people, when they show the 81-year-old man kissing his 83-year-old wife, they've been married for 61 years. When they show them kissing on the kiss cam, I don't know, it just gets you excited every
single
year.
Are you sad when they don't notice they're on kiss cam and they don't kiss?
No, everybody then kind of gets them, everybody kind of gets their attention.
I feel like there have been a handful of times where, like, the people around them are trying, hey, look at the camera, look at the camera, look at the camera, and they just, it doesn't connect and they don't kiss, and it's like the air gets let out of the balloon. You're like, oh, I would have liked that moment.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.